And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here next to a busy Fisherman's Landing here this morning in San Diego. And we have a great guest. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here. Wow, what a combo prize we have today for one lucky caller.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, check this out. At the end of today's show, one lucky caller is going to be getting to go on a full-day trip on board the Liberty. Those guys have been having great fishing already. The boat finished up with a big maintenance project. It looks absolutely beautiful. New bait tank and new decks. I mean, the boat is just in killer shape. So somebody's going to get to go on a full-day trip, get in on that great bluefin fishing, yellowtail fishing that's going on right now. And you're going to get a $50 gift card to go down to Point Loma Seafoods and get the absolute freshest thing in town. Yeah. How cool of a prize is that?
Fresh King, Northern California King Salmon right now at Point Loma. It's a fresh white sea bass. They have fresh everything in the case right now. It just seems like their case was just beautiful the other day.
John's got me like turned on to and hooked on that fresh baqueta, that Mexican grouper. Like I was asking him the other day, you know, we were down there picking up lunch at the shop as we do, you know, 1 or 2 days a week, and John happened to be behind the counter, and I was just asking, man, if you were going to pick anything out of the case, what would it be? And he said, of all the things there, white sea bass was an option, fresh Alaskan halibut. He said that baqueta grouper was his favorite at the time, and we got that. Man, it is so good, dude.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that place is just on fire.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Fire, for sure. Hey, great text here from Scott in El Segundo. He said he's headed for San Clemente Island. Should he consider looking for bluefin tuna or focus on the yellowtail at the island? And he says, by the way, I can't wait to fish Guadalupe again. I'm in.
Nice. Right on. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. I really, really believe that the vast, vast majority of anglers will be in that same boat. You know what I mean? It's like, you guys...
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Totally it is.
I mean,
vast majority, I think 100%.
I hope so, again, it's worth it. And you know what? It might rankle a little bit. It's like, it feels like we're getting soaked. But you know what? Let's just stop for a minute and express our incredible gratitude to the government of Mexico and the country.
Absolutely.
That they allow us to fish in their waters,
no question. They
allow us that kind of access. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, we got to jump through a lot of hoops, and obviously we pay for the privilege, but that's what it is. It's a privilege.
Yep. Yeah.
So you don't want to gripe about it. You want to be really appreciative, and you know, if it's going to cost a little bit more, it's going to it's for a good thing, and it's going to support our ability to continue fishing down there.
Absolutely.
The more revenue we generate from Mexico, the happier they are about allowing us the opportunity.
Yeah.
So
no doubt.
I have no problem with it. I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do my part and contribute, which we do plenty.
Yeah.
So what would you do? We're on the winning end. I mean, I really believe that.
Totally. Yeah.
So what would you do? You're headed for San Clemente Island. Would you just go straight to the island, catch yellows? You're on your own private boat.
Here's what I would do. I'd keep my eyes open the whole way.
No doubt.
I mean, you're crossing the water. I'm assuming he's not going to be traveling at night. And even if you were, keep your fathom meter on and there's been a hell of a lot of bluefin and areas of bluefin that we've come across just with a meter on at night, you know.
Uh-huh.
And if you're in the daytime, you roll in the daytime, why wouldn't you be looking at the water anyway? You know what I mean? And look for jumpers, look for birds, look for fish up on top, you know, any kind of sign. It's all potentially productive.
Yeah.
Always.
All right.
Especially now. The caveat being, if you're driving through mud, you know, red tide, whatever, probably that's not going to be productive. But I'll wind that back. How about 2 years ago? Almost all of the bluefin that we caught were in green water.
In green water, too. Totally.
So you never want to discount. It's like, it's green, you know, put the blinders on and go. Not necessarily.
Yeah, don't put your feet up on the dash.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
Be vigilant. You might get them.
Good text. Thanks for that.
Good luck, Scott. All right, well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Tim. Why don't we jump back in and talk to John? He's called us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Still got you there, John? Looks like we might have lost John, so why don't we keep rolling and talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Happy Mother's Day to all the girls listening. You know, I offered her a cheeseburger, but she found out it was on the half-day boat, and she denied me. You guys keep talking about albacore. You're going to have to stock up on zucchini and Mexican flags, Rick. You know?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm ready.
Get ready. Me too. I still have mine from like 15 years ago. They're still good. But on the searcher, now, 3 or 4 day, seems like the 3 day was a little more popular with your sellout. What's the 4 day offer besides another two bluefin if we're catching bluefin? Is there a different area you try to go to? Do you go down farther? Because, you know, if the main body's up here, you're going to stay up here, right?
It definitely expands your range. You have the opportunity, if the fish are farther, to go down there and take a crack at them for a couple of days. Yes, gives you a shot at a couple more bluefin, but honestly, a 4 day to me, the biggest advantage is that variety component. You know, maybe you're out offshore for a couple of days and then you say, hey, let's go coastal and try for some yellowtail, try for, you know, whatever we choose, try for, you know, if you're out west, you know, I know us as well as a bunch of the other boats, they rolled into Clemente for a half a day, you know, a day, mix it up, try again for some yellows, try for sea bass, try for some bass. And the other thing is, gives you one more day. If it's snorting and howling on the outside on day one and two, then calms down, you know, day three, you get a crack at it. More time generally equates to better opportunity and a wider variety of opportunities. Obviously, every trip is different. I've spent plenty of 4 day trips where we roll all 3 days offshore because that's the best shot at making a catch. But there you go in a nutshell. One more day, you know, it just equates to a larger,
you're more time on the water.
Yeah, fuller suite of opportunities.
Yeah. Same travel pretty much, but you've just got more time to catch fish.
Exactly.
Like that 4 day at the end of September that you just put online, that's going to fill up pretty quickly, I would imagine, that still has spots available on it. Like we talked about, pretty much the entire Royal Star schedule through the year is full, except they just added this 4 day trip. That trip, at the end of September, what do you think the scenario would be?
I mean, especially at the end of September.
Yeah.
And let's just go back to what we saw last year where there was that big body of bluefin that was had pushed up the coast, you know, between San Clemente, between San Clemente and the banks, Tanner Cortez and the like. But there was really good fishing still on variety, like yellows on kelps, Dorado. There was yellowfin mixed in, and that was down to the southeast. You know, it was out in front of Ensenada. It was out, you know, it was 60, 80 miles southeast. Not far enough to where you couldn't do it in the same day, but if you have that additional day, now again, it's mix and match.
Yeah.
You get your few bluefin, get your fill of that, or even if the bluefin aren't really biting that good, you know, you take a couple swings at it, and you still got another day to go down there and recover.
Plenty of time to get down there.
Exactly.
Perfect timing. All
I'll never say no to stop at Coronado's on the way home.
which we've done, too. I mean, sometimes the fishing's good there, too. And I mean, I can think of not just 4 days, but a couple of 3 days in the recent years where we either started there or we wound up there on our last afternoon and rounded out the catch with some yellows or at least some shots at them.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chuck. Let's go live onto the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? Morning.
Great. How'd your trip end up?
It was good. It was actually really, really good. We kind of did something we've done here a couple times in the last few weeks and took a little bit of a flyer, just tried a different area where there had been some fishing the day before, and started off yesterday morning putting a half dozen bluefin on the boat by, I think, by about 8 o'clock, and then there's a little lull, a little late morning bite for another half dozen, and then we had a really good afternoon. We ended up with 42 bluefin for our day. A lot of it came out of, I'd say, a bite about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they were biting. We did have a lot of novices on boat, a lot of rental gear, but they were eating jigs. I can't tell you how many rent rotters I saw fishing a flatfall or cold sniper, getting bit in gear, doing nothing. just standing up the side. I told the guy, I said, hey, you need to start winding. And he goes, what was that? I said, you got bit. He missed it. He got bit again. And I was like, It's amazing how well those jigs work doing nothing.
That's great. That's cool.
It's crazy. And I do have to say something from our trip. The guy the day before, we had that group from Wisconsin. The guy ended up texting me. But he ended up getting three really nice bluefin on a flatball in our rental gear with the pin fathom. And just the fact that we have a lot of these guys coming out never having fished before and knocking out a limit of bluefin on these trips and asking what they are is just amazing.
That's cool. So it's a good time to go fishing and a great week of weather coming up, right, Mike?
Oh, man, our weather looks awesome. And, yeah, it's not just the bluefin. We had very, very good big bonita fishing, which I know is not our normal targeted species. I love eating them. They've come a long way, with the RSW, which I know Tim will agree with.
Oh, yeah.
We ended up with 65 of those big bonita and a handful of yellowtail to go with it. And it's, we had, you start seeing more and more of it. The day and age of gunny sacks is gone. A 12, 14-pound bonita is a legit trophy. Ooh. And I'm taking a couple of them home today.
Whoa, that's a big in there. 12 to 14-pound bonita, nice big. And the yellows are nice grade, too, a lot of them, right?
I think all of our yellowtail were probably between 8 and 14 pounds. So, nice. Yeah, there's been some really nice kelp fish to go with all this. It's downright fun fishing. We had good fishing from daylight till dark yesterday.
All right, so how can people get on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Our next trip with Room is Tuesday night. We still have about 15 spots open. And then Thursday night's overnight trip has Room. And if it's anything like our last two overnight trips, they've been stellar, to say the least. So give C4th Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can always book through c4thlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com. And, this week of weather, and there's more fish found in a different area last night. So we're pretty excited.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute out of C4th Sport Fishing. Sure appreciate your reports and on the water. On-the-spot reports are always the best.
And to all the mothers out there, a very happy Mother's Day, and you guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Now, another opportunity we have is on our good friends, the American Angler, has a day-and-a-half trip this week. They have one, tonight for it's either tonight, tomorrow night for fishing, and then I'm going on their one on Wednesday night for Thursday fishing.
Cool.
And there's a few spots left. Yeah, I looked at the weather, and I have to be honest with you, I haven't fished on the American Angler since Dan Sampson owned it. So Lori said, "You got to come fishing with us." So this was a great opportunity to go.
Yeah.
Good fishing. And so so a couple spots left. AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. You can book it right online. I think there was only less than one handful of spots on either one of those trips available. Includes the food and everything. So I'll be one on Wednesday night. So looking forward to that.
Jump on.
Yeah.
Great guys.
No doubt.
It's a great book. Great operation.
Yeah.
Their reputation speaks for themselves.
No.
That's one to take advantage of.
Yeah. On a day and a half.
Yeah. And with the weather report, I looked at it just before we got in here. And,
we got good working conditions.
Time to go fishing.
It is.
Yeah,
that's cool.
For sure.
Well, the phone lines are packed. Everybody's excited to keep rolling. Let's do that. Let's talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. You started out the show this morning talking about albacore, and with so much time that's passed between when we were catching them and now, and we've seen so much development in both the gear and our techniques, and probably the way that the boats approach the fish, what would we expect to be doing differently, both as an angler and before we get on the boat and when we get on the boat, when those albacore actually do show up, that we could maybe put into place that from what we've learned during the development of the bluefin fishery?
I don't think that we'd be doing a whole hell of a lot different. We'd probably start off where we left off.
My 10-500.
Exactly, yeah. Right. With the reels nowadays, I mean, albacore, unless they get into that like 30, 35, 40-pound range, they can be pretty burly then. But albacore, we're never known, because they're a white meat tuna, they don't have the they don't have the fortitude on the back end of the battle. You know, they were, that's one of the reasons why everybody loved Albacore, because they fought hard, but they didn't fight too hard.
Yeah.
You know? They were relatively easy to catch. I mean, considering a pin 500, can you imagine getting one now on a Talica 20?
Oh, boy.
Wind it through the guides.
Exactly. Just, they just head shake and come up, and you got one. Like catching mackerel in a handy dandy. You know? So I would say, though, I mean, if the one thing that I wanted to pin it down, we would probably be much more live bait oriented, fly line live bait than. You know, you just heard Mike there from the tribute talking about these jigs. I mean, I want to go back to that because, you know, it reminds me of old kite days when we first started using the kite. Those flat falls and Colt snipers are the great equalizer. You know, it used to be when it was a live bait focused fishery, before we were on to these flat falls, Colt snipers, and they were available. I mean, the best of the best angler, with the exception of the occasional lucky dude that was soaking a dead one upswell and, you know, just a dumb one came and picked it off. It was always the, you know, the crack angler, the journeyman guys that were, they'd get a limit, they'd get a couple, you know, and there was always a pretty full complement of anglers who weren't as skilled or obviously weren't as successful. But now with those flat falls, with a Colt sniper, it does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
That was a great thing, the great equalizer. What a true statement.
I have seen so many anglers, both daytime and night, the exact thing that Mike said. You know, what do I do with the skipper? You look at the meter, and it's 40 fathoms, and we talked about this before. We marked the line off on the reels, and it's like, drop it down to the fourth mark, man, and just put it in gear. It's just sitting there. And, you know, the boat has action.
Sure,
the
boat's rocking.
Boat having just, you know, he's on. You look up there, and there's you know, the angler, it's his first time ever on a boat, and he's got four at the end of the day or whatever, you know, just as many as, you know, the guy who's been fishing for 40 years and had all the, you know, all the bitch gear. It is great. I love that about
cool.
those jigs. Everybody.
Sure. And they're biting them this year.
They love them.
Yeah.
They've been biting them the last few years. Yeah. But everybody's the same. It is. It levels the playing field. It's so much fun.
For sure.
I like that. And I love the fact that, you know, I just love the description. You know, you said it before. I think it was the guys on the Redneck Rodeo trip where, you know, the thing's halfway down.
Oh,
just lifting it and dropping it. Like you were trying to catch a whitefish off the bottom in the middle of the water column, and then a 200-pounder eats a lure that you're just lifting and dropping. You know, you're moving the lure 6 feet, and whoop, that's it. You know,
those guys were Texans, though. They were trying for tile fish.
Yeah.
This is how we catch some tile fish. And, sure enough.
Yeah,
there you go. 200-pound bluefin, too.
That's awesome. Well, hey, with that, speaking of good biting fish, let's find out what's going on with our FishDope.com report from your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Their report, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. Dave Hansen is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Tim. Hey, Tim, say good morning to my pops. He loves you. He's always listening when you're on. He just loves listening to you talk. So
a mutual feeling, by the way.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. Well, good morning.
Hey, I also want to throw out, while we're talking about one of the legends of the business, as a quick get well to our good buddy Bob Fletcher, Dart. And get well, Dart. He's back in the hospital again, and we hope he gets out very, very soon. And I know he's listening. He was all pissed off yesterday because the internet was down at Scripps, and he couldn't listen to Let's Talk Hookup. So hopefully they got it back up.
All right,
Dart,
good.
You're listening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, good morning to both Dart and Don.
Yeah, and Don, for sure.
All right, gang. Well, we talked about this for the last few 3 or 4 weeks. We talked about that fan. If they turned the fan off, all holy heck would break loose. Well, they turned off the fan, and, man, you couldn't ask for better fishing. Start up at the Channel Islands. They got full-speed white sea bass fishing. Yeah, the limit's one per person right now, but it's pretty much a guarantee right now. Those boats out of Ventura and Santa Barbara and Oxnard are going over there to the islands, and they're finding really good squid fishing and then turning that. And you don't need a bunch of squid either. If you've got 20 pieces of squid, you're going to catch 20 sea bass. I mean, that's how good it is up there. And the bycatch, if you don't get a sea bass, you get a 20-pound halibut. So that's pretty fun fishing up there. And all they needed was that fan to be shut off. That fish has been lurking up there, but the weather's been gnarly, and now it finally shut off. Then you drop down to San Clemente Island. Big schools of yellowtail all over the front side like it used to be historic. That yellowtail fishing on the front side of the island from White Rock up to Steve's Point and Gold Bluff, there's schools of yellows all over the front side, and there's been some decent scores. I know there were some really nice scores yesterday over there, and that's nicer grain fish. It's not that true Clemente fish that you usually see that's like 10 to 12 pounds. There's a lot of fish pushing 25 pounds over there at Clemente, so that's a bitchin' grade of fish over there. Then jump over to Catalina. There's sea bass scattered up and down the backside of the island. The carnage has been over there with live squid, so makes it real simple. Like Ricky always says, the easiest way to catch squid is with a handful of $100 bills. And then you go, you look at what's going on offshore. My gosh, like Tim said when that guy asked, yep, hey, I'm going to Clemente, which you should start looking when you get a mile off the beach and don't stop looking. Don't stop looking because that bluefin, they don't make any sense. It doesn't make sense like last year in the green water. So you could find that fish a couple miles off the beach all the way to Clemente. Then that fish is slid up around the backside of Clemente again. I know it's not those 400-pounders, but, hey, we forever thought a 30- and 40-pound bluefin was a damn nice fish. But now
we'll take
there
it.
People
it's
are like, oh,
yeah.
I only got a
there's nothing wrong with a
I only got a 40-pounder.
Yeah. I'm
pretty
I'm
crazy.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then there's yellowtail on the kelps.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just absolutely amazing how this thing is set up. As soon as they turn the fan off, there's so much fish to catch.
Yeah, for sure. And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have had such a great time getting all the information up from the Channel Islands down to the lower banks. They've got it all on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, I got a really cool website, Your Saltwater Guide. You can learn how to catch fish and not have to follow the sport boats around. I mean, that's what I preach all the time. Stop following boats. Start fishing for fish. Check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Happy Mother's Day, Kelly, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right. Talk to you next Sunday. Great job, Dave. Appreciate
it.
Hey, that wraps up our Catch Report. Again, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They do smoked and jerkied fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and that new amazing pokey kit. Now open at their brand new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
That new location on Taylor Street in Old Town is awesome, isn't it, Tim?
You know, the building is fantastic.
Yeah.
I just have a big sigh of relief.
Finally there. Yeah.
That was a real project getting that
just
thing
in time.
I know, just in time. But we got it up and running. The guys are doing great. And there were still a few, I know, you know, as far as getting product in there from on the retail side, they were ramping it up. You know, we were in such a mad rush just to get it open to make sure that we were able to process fish because that's still what we do. That's what was our foundation. But we're rocking in the back. That facility is just epic.
That's cool.
You know, the freezer space now, we've more than doubled it. You know, it's a recipe for success. You know, if the fish want to bite, we're gonna dig ourselves out of the hole.
For sure. Hey, we have a great text here from Michael from Alhambra, and he wants to know about recommendations for seasickness. Does a brother and father both get seasick and only want to surf or trout fish, but he wants them to get the thrill of catching pelagics. Any suggestions there, Tim?
The patch. The patch is the best thing that I've seen.
Go to your doctor, get the patch.
Consistently over the years, a scopolamine patch. And follow the instructions. Put it on, 8 or 12 hours before the trip. That way it's...
Get it in your system.
You have it in your system. But I'll give you... Well, it'll be a tribute to my mom, you know, Mother's Day, who... she would take my brother and I fishing, and you know, since we were little kids, you know, starting out on Seaforth, and she gets seasick big time. You know, we would get her out there every once in a while. Talk about a warrior. She'd be out there just, you know, barfing. But she, you know, I mean, her boys are 4 and 6, you know, 8 and 10, and she would still go. We brought her out on the Pacific Queen. Both my brother and I worked on there. I want to say I was 16 and she was 18, or he was 18. And we put one of those patches on her, and we went out for a day albacore fishing, kicked the daylights out. It was good fishing. She was up the whole, and it was like big swell. It was like 8 to 10.
Typical albacore weather.
Typical albacore weather, yeah. And she was up the whole day on the bridge. She caught 2 or 3 albacore. She had the time of her life. She was not seasick at all.
Yeah.
And this is something you got seasick at the dock one
right.
time. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling so good.
So the scopolamine patch, which you get a doctor's prescription, and that's something that you've seen is effective.
That is 100% what I would recommend.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we've obviously seen it all, you know, and some things might work better for one than the other.
Because
I think there is a little bit of a psychological component to it.
But
those things, they work. They're effective.
Yeah. All right. Good suggestion.
Awesome.
Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
That sounds good. How about Bob in Lakeside up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kind of echoing a little bit on Rich from, you know, like 10 years ago, albacore and all that stuff. Is there actually any place for trolling anymore? I mean, you know, with all the sonar and everything else out there, I know they used to use the trolling in order to locate the schools, but I mean, is there really any need to even bring a trolling outfit on a boat anymore?
You know, need, no. I know on Royal Star we provide trolling gear, but there is a large percentage of the time that we don't troll, and I'll tell you guys why. You know, we'll be driving around looking for schools of fish, we'll say bluefin, and you know, you see a good school out on the surface out there, and there's competition, there's other boats around, and you're headed towards it, and hook up! Oh, we get stopped, and it's a skipjack.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, oh, my, and then we get beat to the school.
Oh,
I mean, I can't
kill you.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to describe the frustration of that. You're just going, you know,
I know what
put
comes
that out there.
Yeah. You know? I was going to say, I know what comes over the loudspeaker right after that.
But even albacore fishing back in the day.
Blake to the wheelhouse, please.
Even albacore fishing back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, and you've got it pegged because the electronics are so effective.
Yeah.
At you know, most of the time we're looking for a stop that we can get everybody involved, where everybody's got a shot. You know, I don't want to stop the majority of the time just to catch one. Now, if there's only one to catch, you know, when we're early season, if we roll back the albacore thing or even now, and you're fanning out looking for fish, hell yeah, you put those jigs out. You're looking, you know, anything to stop the boat. But I heard Mike talk about the bonita. You know, you might get into a situation where it's like the 6th bonita strike in a row. We're done with that. You know, pull the jigs in and go a little ways.
Right.
So it is a much, much... We troll with much less frequency than we used to, and as far as relying on trolling to find the fish, it's not a thing of the past. It's not obsolete, but we rely on it a whole lot less than we used to
because of the equipment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text messages, more with Captain Tim of the Royal Star. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookups, man.
Yeah,
always
really
love
good.
Having Captain Tim in here. And if you want to get through, we'd love to hear from you, man. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning, but lots of opportunities to get through. And keep sliding those texts in, man. We've been having a great time. Lots of great info today.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the jam-packed phone line.
Very patient callers. Tom in Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, guys. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
First of all, a comment and then a question. But as we were talking about drags, with lever drag reels, a lot of my lever drag reels, two speeds, they have a stop on them. And if you set your drag with a scale at that stop, you can actually, you know, start out at a lower drag setting and then at strike. And then as the fight progresses, you can increase all the way up to that stop and not exceed your drag setting for the pound test line you're fishing. So my question is, Tim, with all the weather we had at the beginning of the year and, you know, it was hard to get a bluefin on the boat, do you feel like the fish were really affected by the weather, or was it just the boats having a hard time finding the fish because of the weather?
I think it's a combination for sure. I mean, you're not nearly as effective looking for fish both on the surface and with your electronics when the weather's up. Oh, obviously, we still do it. I can't even remember how many times we've had really good fishing in horrible conditions, you know, really tough to work in weather. So it's not like the rough weather stops the fish from biting. But, you know, a good example would be, you know, your mast man is up there and, you know, the boat's standing on end as you're working up wind, you know, in 25 knots with 10 or 12 foot of sea. He's not looking out there effectively, you know, 3 to 5 miles in the glasses and picking off a, you know, a nice big breeze.
He's just holding on
out there. Yeah. I mean, you really get limited in your ability to cover a wide swath of area. You're chopped down to almost eyeballing, mm-hmm. you know, almost. You can still work with stabies, you know, because I'm talking about the stabilized binoculars. You can still work. You can still see birds. But even that, you know, it really reduces your range. So it's more a matter of how effective you can cover the water. That's what limits us when the weather's up. I will say overall, there's just something about the weather being better. It seems to make, you know, while the fish do bite in rough weather, they seem to bite better. You just have more opportunities. You know, even when you get on them, they seem to be a little more
in good weather,
a little more prone to come up and stick around the boat and bite. You know, so that's
the old story: weather up, fish down; weather down, fish up.
It's pretty close to that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like. Again, I don't want to. It's not like we don't go and catch them when the weather's up, but it's a tougher slog.
Sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Captain Tim. I've been on the boat. We've been chasing these big black porpoise around and sliding into them, just like albacore bite. How often does that conditions come up when you're on the long range trips?
You know, we target those things an awful lot when we're fishing in that zone between Cabo San Lucas and Mag Bay, and then also on the outside in the wintertime. We've also seen in the Mazatlan trips, the couple of years we went down there, that we caught fish and saw fish, especially associated with those black dolphins. So it's more it's more of a tropical subtropical thing, from what I see. I've never seen them associated with them up here.
Yeah,
but down below,
do they live up here? Do they come up here?
Oh yeah, those pelagic bottlenose dolphins.
Oh,
yeah.
They're pelagic bottlenose.
Yeah, that's what they are. Yeah, you see them up here. Mm-hmm. But you know, maybe it's a warm water thing. You know, again, tropical subtropical. That's where we've seen them associate.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty big number of years now since we've seen or caught a significant amount of fish with those things in that zone between Mag Bay and Cabo.
Uh-huh.
But I know it'll repeat itself. You know, I mean, we don't drive by them when we see them.
Yeah.
But there were a few years there. Boy, I mean, it was just like magic, and it was amazing. You'd even see a little pod of them. You just pick off, you know, three or four of them swimming while you go over there, and every one of them had. You know, either a handful of big ones with them, or that's another thing with those black dolphins. It seems like the big ones in particular associate
with
those black dolphins. Yeah, and I have the same thing from, you know, the old guys who ran purse seiners in the past. You know, those black dolphins were always known for carrying big fish.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Bit of fun text that's kind of along those lines from our buddy Glenn in Fallbrook. He says, with the decline of older 15-day long-range anglers and the smaller amount of newer long-range guys, what trips do you foresee coming in the upcoming years? Do you see more of the Mazatlan-style trips to supplement us with an obsession for giant yellowfin tuna?
100%. I mean, on Royal Star for sure. Obviously, there's been a big shift. There's just... You know, from my perspective, it's much more challenging to recruit an angler for a trip that's, you know, 12 days in a boat, 15 mm-hmm. days in a boat, especially when there's opportunities at targeting that same size fish on a trip like Mazatlan, 4 days.
Four-day trip on Mazatlan. How cool is that?
Yeah, a trip out of, maybe you run it out of Cabo, or we do those the ride down, fly home, where
that's
it's, you know,
trip,
7 days
right?
or 8 days on the boat, and then we drop off.
Awesome trip.
That for sure is a shift on Royal Star. Seems like the bigger rigs, you know, the RP, the Big X, you know, those guys, they've got a really well-developed, you know, older clientele. They seem to have a foundation of those mm-hmm. guys that are in a position where they can, you know, and they've had a history with the boat. You know, they've got the time and obviously the resources, and they don't mind being on a trip. In fact, they like getting away. But for the younger generation, most of us want to be closer to home, be connected, and to be able to make a trip, you know, on a much shorter time.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm 65. Am I the older generation? I prefer those shorter trips.
I think you're running the flights.
I could consider myself, well, yeah, I mean, to go be able to do the fly down, fly back is, to me, the only way to
go. You're of the age where you get to decide that.
Yeah,
you're not old enough where somebody else decides that for you and says you're an old guy or a young guy. You get to decide
all right,
that
good.
Still.
All right. Good.
Yeah. But I mean, I can say even from my own perspective, you know, that those Mazatlan trips, we'll talk about them again. I mean, what an unreal.
Totally.
You jump in the boat and the very next morning you are in the game
for
those big ones. Like you're in for the arena and 1, 2, 3 days you bang it out, and you know what? If it's good, you got in on it. If it isn't good, you know, the suffering ends on pretty quick, you know, and it's like, hey, it was a good swing at it, but you know, whatever, we struck out and you're back. You're back home the next day or 2 days later.
I always chuckle with that. We used to do a trip on the journeyman down there that were those, you know, that style of trip. And that was the perspective of a guy that I always chuckled at. It was so much different than everybody. Like, he was a... long-range fishing is still my most favorite thing in the world. I would take the long trip to Hurricane Bank with Tim 10 times out of 10 is my favorite thing to do. He used to do those trips, only now likes doing the Mazatlan-style trips, and that was his reason. It wasn't for good fishing. It was for the opposite. He'd done two real long trips in a row, and he said, the reason I fish out of, you know, those areas, you know, around, you know, the southern part of, you know, or northern part of mainland Mexico, whatever you call it, that, you know, those areas outside of Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, was because if he was on a bad trip, he got to be off the boat in 2 or 3 days instead of 15 days. He goes, yeah, I had plenty of really good ones. He goes, but I had a couple of really bad ones, and I wanted to be off the boat so bad.
Well, I've had those kinds of trips, where it's give me a helicopter, please, right? You know, you've had them, right?
Anything.
Yeah, but then you have the four-day trip. You swing, and you either connect or you don't, and you go home.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for that good text. Let's talk to let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about Lorenzo from San Diego up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Lorenzo? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really enjoying the show this morning. You guys have been talking a lot about flat falls, but you haven't really talked about which is the best color and maybe size for daytime or nighttime.
Good question.
I'm going to defer to Ricky here, being the tackle expert, but I can't say in my own experience, especially at night, I can't say I've seen the color make a difference. I really can't.
Glow in the dark doesn't matter.
No, I think they've all been equally productive, again, from my perspective. Okay. The rigging of it is critical. Size, I would say, especially when you're targeting the bigger fish, the bigger jigs, I mean, that's what I would prefer, and that's what we use. You know, we step it up when those bigger ones are around. And then I'll kick it to Ricky.
A high percentage of the flat falls are all chrome on the backside, and then the paint job is on the front side. So I think a lot has to do with that thing's sinking down, it grabs the sun, flash, or whatever it may be. So I'm in the same opinion. I don't think that color makes the world a difference. With that said, in the daytime, I like one that's bait fish-ish looking. You know, blues and greens and variations that have chrome on them. The guys in the day and a half boats that have been having those better hits in the daytime fishing have definitely liked the smaller ones, 130 to 160 grams, maybe even all the way down to 100 grams to 160 grams, been like the kind of daytime size. And Tim exactly said it. The big ones in some form of a glow color, glow and chrome or the zebra stripe, and call it 250 grams to 350 grams. Again, big hooks, big heavy leader on the nighttime ones. And then for the daytime, still a beefier hook and a fluorocarbon leader, but maybe not quite as heavy on the, you know, when they're catching those 40 to 60 pounders on the Liberty and things like that, you know, maybe a piece of 80 pound or 100 pound fluoro and bigger hooks, but not the ultra mega ones.
And then on the Colt Snipers, I heard Carl saying that the 80 gram versus the 100 gram was the lighter one. Was working better. But, again, change the split rate and the hook out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It goes back to the thing. In the daytime, I've seen that, too. The smaller ones, and especially with that school fish, those are more effective.
All right. Hey, Lorenzo, good question.
Yeah,
go get him. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump back in and talk to Roger? He's calling us from San Marino this morning. What's up, Roger? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Roger. Looks like we might have lost Roger, so we'll keep rolling. And got you there, Roger?
Yes, good morning.
All right, good morning.
I was wondering on the down, the rigs that use rubber band to go down, do you guys ever try the squids or even the bigger squids? Do they work well or sardines are better?
We have seen them work. I know a couple years ago we were out west of Clemente there, and one night in particular we had a we had caught a bunch of squid earlier, you know, I don't know, weeks earlier. We'd frozen and we busted them out to try them just because there were fish around that weren't biting that well. And we had a really good night on them. We had 10 or 12 fish over 200 pounds, including a swordfish. And that was
That's
all
cool.
on the squid. So, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. I would never say never, and you got to try some different things. Now, if we're whaling on them on flat falls, and you know, would I say, hey, put a squid out? Well, you know, you could, but I don't think you're going to do any better with it.
Right.
And you might actually do worse. You know, it's like I've seen that too, where the flat falls are working, and somebody tries a live bait, or somebody puts something else in, and they don't work. You know, they have to go full circle before they come back to what is working. But it's not a bad bet, and it's always one of those things that you want to keep in your arsenal. Certainly worth trying, especially when they aren't biting and you see them around.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Quick text from Hills and Ventura wanted to know how your kids did. We only have a couple minutes left, but we mentioned yesterday that that's what we had to do the shift and the guest, and you were busy flying across the country and seeing your kids play.
I'm so glad that you guys mentioned it. Yes, my daughter, Stanford, got knocked out in the first round of the NCAA Beach Volleyball Championships, but it's their first appearance in the championships. They're a young team.
That was in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, well, it was actually in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Gulf Shores, the finals are on today. If you guys... that beach volleyball is the most incredible sport. Yeah.
But she was on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, national coverage.
Big star.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got beat up by FSU in their first game, and then their second game against Cal Poly, she dominated. Yeah. She looked great.
And then your son Duke at Petco Park yesterday?
Yeah, he got to roll Petco Park. It was something that was sponsored by CIF. So
Point Loma High School
baseball, they got a chance to play there. And that's so cool. Yeah, he had a great day. He hit 2 for 4. He almost hit one out there, damn close.
Jeez. Yeah, I got to see a video on Tim's phone of Duke hitting one straight to the warning track. It got there in a hurry.
Yeah, just a bomb.
That was really fun.
So it was
how
cool.
old is Duke?
Duke is 16 now.
16, and he's hitting the warning track. How about that, huh?
Yeah, and then Charlie is, she's a junior at Stanford this year. Stanford. So she'll be playing there for a couple more years. But what an incredible opportunity. You talk about a whirlwind going from Gulf Shores, Alabama, watching the NCAA championship, women beach volleyball. And then because they got knocked out in the first round, you know, my wife and I, greatest mom in the world, by the way, happy Mother's Day to my wife, Marilee. But we did some mad scrambling and jumped on a plane and got back here in time for the Petco.
For the Petco. That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty
cool.
blessed life right there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations to both Charlie and Duke for their good future stars.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing and a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on board the Liberty and eating right at Point Loma Seafoods. That's going to Corey in Orange. Corey, congratulations. You are going to have a great time fishing with Taro and Enable and all the crew on the Liberty. And, boy, what can you say about Point Loma Seafoods? Congratulations.
Enjoy eating over there for sure. Hey, Captain Tim Ekstrom, great that you were able to come in here. Thanks for making the time for us. And I know it's been a busy schedule for you, but Royal Star, time to get on the boat, right?
It's time to get on any boat and go fishing,
no doubt.
But, you know, thank you to you guys. Obviously, the shout-out here, Mother's Day. This is a pretty important one to both of you, my wife, Marilee, and my mom, and all the mothers out there for raising such fine young people to go fishing.
Yeah.
If you want to get a hold of us, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can follow along the daily reports on the website. Call Tracy, Randy, Brian or I, 619-224-4764. Tracy, by the way, works magic. There's a lot of times where it says it's full, and call her up and get your name on the waiting list because they're, you
things
know,
change.
It happens all the time. Anglers have to drop off for whatever reason. So
you have a particular trip that you're eyeing that looks right for you, get on the wait list, right?
Get on the wait list, and if you really want to elevate your status, get on the wait list and throw a few bucks
down. That's what I say every time.
Yeah, that way somebody drops off, and boom, you've got
you're in.
Yeah.
And then, just reviewing that 4-day trip on September 25th, change the trip. They just put it online. It's going to fill very, very quickly, has space available. 3-day trip, December 28th, one or two spots left on the Mazatlan, March 1st trip, and one spot on each of the 3-day trips, 5/21 and 5/26. And that's pretty much it that I saw on the schedule that's open. But again, Tim said, call Tracy, get some bucks down, say, I want to go on this trip. Do some magic for me, right?
Exactly. Yeah. She will.
Yeah, indeed. That's fun. And Royal Star, the experience is just unbelievable. The way you guys take care of the fish, the food, everything about it.
And we're firing on all cylinders here. All the guys are up and rolling, ready to chomp at the bit to get back into it. You know, she's up and running, and you know, we've got a fantastic season ahead of us. I feel great about our crew. Feel great about the boat. Here we go.
And Fisherman's Processing back in full gear. So when you catch your fish on Royal Star, it gets tagged for Fisherman's Processing. You never have to touch the fish at the
Not
dock.
One time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks again, Tim. Thank you for out there. Thanks to Andrew for all he does, man of the phones and the board for us back there. And, of course, Adam, our main man on our app. Thanks to Adam. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge will be here talking some fishing here. And then next Sunday, Captains Mike Lackey and Cameron Kibben from The Vagabond will be here. That's a couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Happy Mother's Day.